Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, "This is truly the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But others said, "The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not Scripture say that the Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" And so a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. So the guards went to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." So the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed." And Nicodemus, one of their members who had come to him earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he is doing?" And they answered and said to him, "You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." Then each went to his own house. In purely human terms, of course, the central story of Jesus is one of enormous courage. His closest associates are hardly models of bravery. However, there are some characters in the stories told by the various evangelists who act very bravely. I think of the Roman centurion in Matthew, Mary Magdalene, the woman at the well, whom our Orthodox cousins call Saint Photine. I think of Nicodemus as a very courageous man too. Unusually, he is with Jesus three times in John's Gospel. None of the other evangelists mention him. The first time was when he came to listen to Jesus' teaching. On that occasion, Nicodemus was skeptical about what Jesus was telling him. But the very fact that Jesus spent some time explaining things to him shows that Jesus respected the man as a true searcher after the truth. And the two main things Jesus spoke about to him were the need to be reborn in the Spirit and the light of truth. And the last time Nicodemus encounters Jesus is at the end, when he helped Joseph of Arimathea in the burial of Jesus. Clearly by this time he was a believer. What had happened to change his mind? Nicodemus was a wealthy man and a member of the Sanhedrin. The top legal authority in Jerusalem consisted of 71 men skilled in the Torah, and the members held great power. Unlike many of the Pharisees and scribes, he did not use the law for his own ends, but sought to deepen his understanding. And somewhere between that encounter with Jesus in John chapter 3 and the time of Jesus' death, something happened to Nicodemus. Now, the reading today records elements of a major debate that was raging in Jerusalem about the identity of Jesus. The Pharisees were furious with this man who spoke with an authority above their own, and they went so far as to curse those in the crowd who gave honor to Jesus. And speaking as he did, Nicodemus was taking a very big risk. He spoke for the law to be upheld. His Sanhedrin colleagues treated him with derision. In light of their enormous power, it was a dangerous position for a man like Nicodemus to put himself in. But he had come to understand that he could not ignore the truth that the law represented, and more, that God's loving presence was here in this man, Jesus. So he had committed himself to a journey that would lead to the burial of this man Jesus, the burial and beyond. The road from uncertainty to total commitment, the road that Nicodemus travelled, is difficult. Things of the world hold us up, doubts and discomforts about this or that aspect of our faith, disappointments, our busy lives, selfish interests, fear of facing the disdain of other people, lack of self-worth. This Lent, may we be energized by the courage of Nicodemus and committed as he was to speaking the truth in our time, that through observing this time of fasting and repentance and moderation and spiritual discipline, by setting aside time for reflection on Jesus Christ, we may be there as Nicodemus was in the suffering of Jesus and his sacrifice, his life, his death, his burial, and his resurrection.